I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for December 20th, 2021 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam is absent. Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stow?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Like to welcome all of you to our council chambers tonight, especially Boy Scout Troop 154. We're glad that you're here, and we would ask you to lead us in tonight's Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. It's my understanding you're here working on merit badges. We appreciate that. If there's any point during the meeting that you have questions about the proceedings, just raise your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. Moving on to additions to the agenda, actually, I have a deletion tonight. We will take off 13A as the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting for this evening was canceled. Mr. Frye, any additions or deletions?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Seeing none. And staff, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Captain Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Captain Miller joined us tonight because Chief Snore is over at the graduation of our two cadets from the academy.
Correct.
And Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and our agenda is approved as amended for this evening. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on December 6th, 2021. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the meeting minutes from council's meeting of December 6th, 2021 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes as submitted for December 6th, 2021. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and they are approved. Agenda item five is our first business item. We have proposed ordinance 79, 2021. This is the first of three ordinances tonight that are ordinances we typically do at the end of the year to square the books and to adjust salaries. First one is to make certain account allocations within the fund appropriations for the fiscal year ending December 31st. Mr. Schreier?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is our annual adjusting entry at the end of the year that we do each year. Mainly, it went really smooth this year, more smooth than usual, Sharon said. The main thing I wanted to note to everyone is that the city stayed within the original council-approved budget in all general funds, all operating funds, and all capital funds, and the water and sewer funds. So we didn't have to appropriate any extra funds from what you guys approved this time last year. So we request that council approve this.
Okay, you do have in your council packets ordinance 79, 2021. Any questions for Mr. Schreier?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Frye?
Just one question I think I already know the answer to, but just to get it out on the record. The personnel services for the police officers, that's due to retirements and not having the full complement of forces that were originally budgeted, correct?
We're short staffed most of the year.
Okay. Thank you.
If there's no further questions, Mr. Frye, can we have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 79-2021 and read by title only. to make certain adjustments to account allocations within the fund appropriations for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2021. I move adoption of ordinance number 75-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
I believe you meant ordinance 79, and it's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 79-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 79-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. On to agenda item six. This is ordinance 80-2021. This is to extend the contract with our accounting firm. Mr. Schreier.
Yes. What Schoenhardt and Associates does for us is they take our cash basis financial reports at the end of the year, and then they convert that to accrual basis, which then gets, that's what gets audited by our state auditors each year. We're coming off a three-year contract with them that for their services, which was $14,250 each year. And their proposal for the next 3 years, another three-year contract, is for $15,000 each year. They've been with the city for way before my time. I've been here 9 years. They've been with the city for a lot longer than that. And it would be our administration's recommendation to approve this three-year contract.
This firm does the same work for many of the municipalities and governments around the area.
Yep. They're from down south, Columbus area.
Okay. It is an increase this year, I believe, of just
about 5.2%, going from $750 each year, more than what we paid in the previous 3 years.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Schreier? Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 80-2021, and I will read, I would like to introduce by title only. Authorizing an agreement between Donald J. Schoenhardt and Associates Incorporated and the City of Sylvania, whereby said firm will assist the city in preparation of its 2021, 2022, and 2023 basic financial statements, or BFSs, in compliance with generally accepted accounting principles at costs not to exceed $15,000 for 2021, $15,000 for 2022, and $15,000 for 2023 plus mileage for each year. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign the agreement on behalf of the city. I move adoption of ordinance number 80-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 80-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 80-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Mayor, can I add that we haven't had any mileage. Everything's done over the computers now. We haven't had any mileage expense in multiple years. Just so it's in the contract, but we haven't had anything for a long time, multiple years.
Very good. Under item seven, which is making certain position and compensation pay plan changes, salary, making certain salary, wage, and other service compensation adjustments. These are for our non-union employees. We are currently in contract negotiations with our union employees. Mr. Schreier.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What I'm proposing, what the administration is proposing, is a 2.5% increase effective January 1st for all non-union employees. That includes the court. That is what council approved in the budget, 2.5%. We're currently, the last raise at the beginning of this year was also 2.5%. And that's the administration's recommendation.
Any questions for Mr. Schreier?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Frye.
Mr. Schreier, just again for clarification purposes, since the union contracts haven't been finalized with the police or AFSCME, if the compensation to the AFSCME union contract or the police comes in higher, what's the administration's position on adjusting that? Or if it comes in lower than the 2.5, what's the administration's position?
Nothing's been decided there. Those talks will have to happen when that happens.
Okay.
If there's no further questions, Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 81, 2021, by title only, making certain position and compensation pay plan changes, making certain salary, wage, and other service compensation adjustments to the codified ordinance of Sylvania, 1979, as amended, and other ordinances by granting pay increases to the appointed officials whose titles are listed in section 139.03(e)(3), by granting a 2.5% pay increase to all non-union city employees and court employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of section 139.02(a) of the codified ordinances of Sylvania, which increase is reflected in the annual wage rate schedule 4 of section 139.10(d) of the Sylvania codified ordinances by granting pay increase for some of the employees in the labor and trade supervision group, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 81-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 81-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. And be assured, Mr. Fry, we will, if those negotiated contracts come in different, we will come back to you with an appropriate action.
I would
probably in the interest of fairness.
I understand. I just wanted to get it on the record.
All right. Thank you. On to agenda item 8. Mr. Aller is back to us with the final change order for the large diameter sanitary sewer lining project phase 1. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The final change order that you have in front of you is, I'm sure you've noticed, a little larger than normal. Due to some, I'll say, extenuating circumstances or just happenstance situations, that's the reason for the increased cost. The total increase of this final change order is $243,384.92. The largest share of that increase is some additional work that we have done. We had about 650 feet of sewer that we had originally put off for future phases. But because of the excellent pricing that we got on this phase of the project, coupled with the fact that we had grant monies available for this phase of the project due to the low cost of the bid, we decided to add that 650 feet to this phase and make use of those grant funds. The way grants work, we had we had a $799,900 grant from OPWC, and the way that program works, it's done on a percentage basis. So by the bids coming in at about $1.1 million, we were going to end up leaving about $300,000 worth of grant money basically on the table. So because of that, and because the work was similar, we were able to add that 650 feet to the project. And that added about almost $153,000 towards the cost of this phase of the project. So that's the lion's share of it. The second largest share of it was an adjustment in the resin prices. we all know the problems that Texas had this year with the ice storms and things of that nature. It disrupted the production and the delivery of resins that are used in the product, and the contractor saw prices at the time of the bid. They were seeing prices from 95 cents to a dollar. They planned on about $1.03 was what they put into their bid. But the prices when they actually came time to purchase the product was closer to $1.40. And there were, I think, 220,000 pounds of resin used on this project. So that's a pretty large impact to the project. So they requested different pricing conditions, it's called. It's a section that's in, this wasn't an ODOT project, but it's a section that's in the ODOT contract for things typically on ODOT projects, it's used for petroleum crisis when they take a sudden jump. And so they requested a increase based on that, and that was a total of $67,737.38. So that was an unforeseen cost on everybody's part. Another item that was smaller items that were part of the project, we had at one point the large flows that we had, the rains that we had during November. The flows, we had informed the contractor that he could plan on a max day flow of 5.5 million gallons per day. That was based on historical records over the last 4 years. During those rains in November, the Sylvania Avenue pumping station itself was pumping over 11 million gallons per day, a flow that that station hadn't seen since 2008. We were a little bit lucky in that the contractor didn't have any material that was in the pipe being cured or anything of that nature. But when we came up to do the section at Central Avenue, where we're closing Central Avenue for 4 days, we wanted another pump on site. Because if that had occurred again during that Central Avenue closure, we could not say, well, we'll be back in 2 days. It had to be done during those 4 days. So the contractor brought another pump on site. That $5,000 is just the rental cost. They didn't charge any overhead or anything of that nature. It's just straight rental cost from Ohio Cat.
The increased flow, as we discussed, is caused by infiltration due to the heavy rain.
Correct.
And we discussed that the majority of that is most likely coming from the Lucas County customers or sections, not from the city pipe, but perhaps you should clarify that.
Yeah, the Sylvania Avenue pumping station is kind of an odd situation. That station is actually a city-owned station that's within our service area, but 80 to 85% of the flow that goes to that station actually comes from the Lucas County Sanitary Engineers service area. And so the lion's share of that inflow and infiltration is actually coming. It actually comes from the east, from like the Corey Road and Sylvania Avenue area is where the lion's share of that inflow and infiltration comes from. They were actually, when we send them this quarter, I've already had advanced talks with them because that 80 to 85 is this month, they're going to be about 98%. Of the flow to that station. I'm sure they would have questioned it if we wouldn't call them. But it is a problem area. It's a station that we've talked in here that we're taking a look at having to rebuild and update. And it's an area that we're asking the Sanitary Engineer's Office to take a hard look at the inflow and infiltration. We've started doing that in our system. We've put some flow meters into different areas. We've asked Sanitary Engineer to do that in sections of their system. So that has a big impact. The last little larger item was Central McCord. Same thing with the Central Avenue closure that we had. We had a section there that when we got into the piping, the intended piping method that we had planned on using wasn't going to work because of a Lucas County force main that comes into our trunk sewer in a different method than what the plan showed. Because of that, we would have had to have piping setting on McCord Road, and the traffic nightmare that would have caused, we would have had traffic going through that strip center there on the southeast corner of Central Avenue and McCord. And obviously we couldn't do that during the time period. That's thousands of vehicles, tens of thousands of vehicles. So we had the contractor modify that. We had to bury the piping. We had to cut into the pavement, bury the piping, and then obviously repair the paving when we were done. And all of that work came to a change of about $16,028. And finally, the last item is a small item. The amount of water that was used on the project when we were in our water service area, which this phase was a very small section, but when we were in our water service area, we just provided the water. It didn't make sense to charge the contractor for him to charge us, and so we just provided the water. However, a large share of this project was actually outside of our water service area and was in the sanitary engineer's service area. So the contractor, per the contract, the contractor entitled reimbursement for that amount, and that turned to $1,851. So when you add all of that up, it comes to the total figure of $243,384.92. That brings the total project cost to $1,442,728.42. Still well within the original estimate on this project was $1.77 million, and we're our final number is at $1.44 million. So still well within the original project budget. We're making use of as much of the grant funds as we can, and so while it is a larger number than we typically would even care to see on the project, we believe that it was worthwhile and well spent money and well spent use of grant funds. So
getting more work done with grant funds is a good goal.
Yep.
The next phase of this, as I recall, is a low interest loan, not a grant.
We also have grants, a combination. The next phase is a combination of grant loan we have a third phase that is already being worked on that we don't have any funds established for that yet. But this will be a three-phase project. Second phase is about the same size as this one. I think we came in at about $1.65 million, I believe. But we'll be coming to you soon, actually, for the award of that contract. Council gave us authorization to advertise back in November for the second phase, and we take bids, I believe, the first week of January, and then we'll be coming back to council based on how those bids come in.
Thank you. Mr. Aller?
Yes.
From your report, the $153,000, had that been a separate, stand on its own bid? Possibly would have been more.
Yes. Yeah. I would definitely. I don't think there's any question that it would have.
So economies of scale worked in our benefit here.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, we were pleasantly surprised at the bid numbers that we got for this project. We obviously just did not attend. Visu Sewer is we benefited a little bit in that they're trying to increase their presence in Ohio. They're a very large company in the Wisconsin area, and they're trying to increase their presence in Ohio, and I think we benefited from that and them wanting to get in on this project. They were a great contractor. They were very easy to work with.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did watch them on Sylvania Avenue in McCord, and they were pretty well organized.
Yeah.
They welded a lot of pipe that you could see, and I saw no leakage, smelled no leakage, no problem at all. So if there's no further questions, Mr. McCann, would you like to introduce this legislation?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 82-2021 to authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number 2 final to this city's agreement with Visu Sewer of Ohio LLC for the large diameter sanitary sewer lining project phase 1, which reflects the installed bid quantities and the actual work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $243,384.92, appropriating funds. Therefore, I move passage of ordinance number 82-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 82-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 82, 2021 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Amler. All right, moving on to agenda item nine. This is an ordinance we need to do anytime we do an annexation, but I'll let the law director give more information about that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is for the annexation of Centennial Terrace that was approved by the county commissioners back in May, and as the mayor indicated, this is just the final official step that we have to take before it is in the city officially. It's approximately 17 acres, it includes the terrace property and a little bit of the surrounding area. So I would recommend its approval.
Just to remind city council, this annexation was part of the agreement when we worked on the annexation and JED agreement last year. City council actually approved it back in February 16th, the annexation agreement, and it has been non-controversial. The township trustees approved it, has not been confrontational anyway. We continue to work with them on expanded JED areas and on some smaller annexations that are adjacent to the city limits that wish to use the city's water, and those, there is a formula in the annexation agreement for those to be done without any controversy or problems. And Mr. Schreier wanted me to point out to you that also as a part of this annexation agreement, the city has received its first payment of $75,000 from the township. This is to reimburse the city the value of the inside millage. It's one half a mil of inside village, which, or millage, which was originally decades ago. No one can quite remember how it got started, but it was used for fire department dispatching. Well, we all pay a property tax for the fire department that should be included in. So as part of the negotiations, we are starting to work away at the value of that half mil. The first 2 years are $75,000. The third and fourth years are $125,000. The fifth year will be $225,000 reimbursed to the city, and after that, it will be whatever the actual half a mil that's collected by the township is. So this goes back to this annexation and JED agreement. It's all working out very well. I have contact with the three trustees and with the township administrator. Both sides are very pleased with the way this annexation agreement is working out, but this annexation was a part of that annexation agreement. You do have in your packets ordinance 83, 2021 to accept this annexation for the city of Sylvania. With Mr. Hanem not here tonight, I call upon Mrs. Westfall to read this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 83-2021, accepting for annexation to the city of Sylvania, Ohio, the territory described in annexation petition number 2021-1, for which Leslie B. Brining is the agent, and as hereinafter described, providing for the interim zoning of said territory. I move final passage of ordinance number 83-2021 as an emergency measure. Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 83-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 83-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 10 is the Plan Commission's recommendation concerning special use permit 4-2021. That's a special use permit for a medical marijuana dispensary facility at 5625 West Alexis Road. That is the Sylvania Diner. The exact square footage of the restaurant, not the entire building, but the restaurant square footage. It includes a new door and a secure area to the back of that property. We had the property owner at the Plan Commission, I believe he was here at the City Council 2 weeks ago. He gave the same description that that he is involved in a lottery. There is one medical marijuana dispensary that will be awarded in Lucas County. They are currently going through the applications at the state of Ohio to remove the ones that do not meet the legislative requirements for that lottery. By turning in his special use permit application, he was able to check off one of the boxes on the zoning and believes he does meet the requirements of the state of Ohio. The Plan Commission, after listening to that information and reviewing City Council's ordinance, believe it dated back to 2018, that allowed these medical marijuana dispensaries to be opened only in properly zoned property, which is M1 or M2 property in the city of Sylvania. They determined that it did indeed meet the intent of City Council and your legislation, and recommended back to you that this be approved for a special use permit for that purpose. The only business to do tonight is to set a public hearing of February 7th, 2022, as determined by the clerk as the first available council meeting night that meets the advertising requirements. Are there any questions before I call for a motion to set that date? Hearing none. Mrs. Capellini, you're also on the Zoning and Annexation Committee. Would you like to set that meeting?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we set the public hearing for the medical marijuana facility at 5625 West Alexis Road for February 7th for a public meeting. At how long seven. Do you think it'll take? Seven?
Let's say seven. If it runs long, we can delay the council meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to set the public hearing for SUP 4-2021 on Monday, February the 7th, 2022 at 7 p.m. in these council chambers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is ordered to advertise that public hearing. Moving on to page 2 of our agenda, I have two confirmations of appointments that I ask for your approval of, for your confirmation of my appointments. First one is for Kathleen Fisher for the Municipal Planning Commission for the term starting January 1st, 2022 and ending on December 31st, 2025. She is currently a member of the Planning Commission and does very good work for us. So I ask for your confirmation of her. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that council confirms the appointment of Ms. Kathleen Fisher to the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's reappointment of Kathleen Fisher to the Municipal Planning Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Agenda item 12 is asking for your confirmation of the mayor's reappointment of Bradford James to the Civil Service Commission. This is a longer term. It's a six-year term. He has served more than one term on there. He might be up to a term and a half or two terms. I spoke with him last Thursday, and he immediately accepted a reappointment. So I ask for your confirmation of Bradford James. Mr. Fry.
Mr. Mayor, given that this is Mrs. Capellini's last meeting and this is the last item on the agenda, if you don't mind, I would like to defer
certainly
this
don't
to,
mind.
To Mrs. Capellini
okay.
To make this this motion.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. I move that we reappoint Mr. Bradford James to the Sylvania Civil Service Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's reappointment of Bradford James to the Civil Service Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Mr. James is reappointed. Agenda item 13 is canceled, or 13A is canceled. Are there any other committee reports or committee referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none. In the information section of the packet, you have the Board of Architectural Review meeting minutes and the municipal planning meeting minutes from last week on December the 15th. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Mayor, may I bring up something? I would just like to acknowledge Mrs. Capellini's 14 years of service on Sylvania City Council. Thank you for your commitment to the city, your passion for the parks and forestry area, and for your continued participation in all things with the city.
Thank you, Mayor.
There's no further business. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council is adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, January the 3rd, 2022, with an organizational meeting starting at 7:15 and the open council meeting beginning at 7:30. Thank you all for attending. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.